Right now, we're going to find out more about Paul Hennebit. Now, you may have heard the last name there, but a lot of our agriculture stuff that we do here on Ag News 890, we do work with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Paul's dad is Pete, correct? And he is the public policy director. So there you go. So how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well, sir. It's great to be on here, and I'm excited to talk about all things ag.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've got a lot of things to talk about, but we wanted to find out a bit more about you. We're going to qualify. So Paul is going to be taking a trip coming up at the end of September. I am super jealous. In fact, there is a Bavarian meat market in Madison that I would love to send money with you to get food from, but I digress. He's going to be traveling and going to be a part of a team that's going to be going to the World Dairy Expo, and that runs September 28th to October 2nd. So first of all, yeah, maybe we just talk about that a little bit, Paul. So talk about the event and what you're going to be doing there.
Well, we compete. My team leaves September 24th. We head to Wisconsin for the weekend and Monday, Tuesday. And so Saturday and Sunday, the competition is Monday. Saturday and Sunday, we go around to the local farms there. And, you know, there's Hordes Dairy, you know, all the famous dairy names that you can think of with the highest quality cattle in the world. So we get to go there and do some practice judging classes. And then, like I said, the judging, the competition is on Monday.
Okay.
And we see 10 to 12 classes of dairy cows, you know, the main dairy breeds that you here in New Salem, you know, we're primarily known for our Holstein. So it'll be a real eye-opener when we get to see, you know, Ayrshires, Jerseys, Guernseys, all the cool breeds down there.
Okay.
And then hopefully we represent the state of North Dakota well at the judging competition on Monday.
So, Paul, when you do this judging, can you kind of just maybe give us a glimmer or a look at what types of things are you judging for when you're doing this?
So, there's always four animals in the class, whether it's heifers or aged cows. So, you're looking at them for, if you were to bring them almost back to your own home place, if they would last. So if it's a heifer that doesn't have good hooks and pins, which is like its hip bones and its leg bones, if they're out of line or if they don't slope the proper way, that could cause calving problems.
Okay.
You look at their udders, their bags, their teats, whatever you want to call them. You look at those to make sure, you know, they're attached cleanly to the rest of the body. They don't swing when they walk. So it's a lot of technical stuff. And, you know, I'm still learning. It's my first year judging. So okay. I'm still learning, and I don't know how to explain it the proper way. But you want to make sure they're sound, they walk correctly.
Okay.
You want to make sure their udders are good so they last longer in the herd, because that's how it's been explained, you know. Okay. You want to make sure that this cow would last in your herd if you were to bring it back to your home farm.
And I do want to make sure people understand you're going to be a part of the Morton County 4-H team, and emphasize the word team because you are one of five, is that right, or one of four?
I am one of the six.
Six, okay. Do you want to shoot out some other names? Obviously, we got yours. Who else is going to be going with you?
Another guy from New Salem, Jarrett Sanders. He's going to be a freshman. And then three kids from St. Anthony, just south of Mandan there, here in the middle of the state. Jada Bonagoski, Medora Ellingson, and Cooper Strumman. And then a young lady from Mandan, Kendra Bain. So they take the top four. The top four is myself, Cooper, Medora, and Jada. And then Jared and Kendra are alternates.
Okay.
So if something were to happen, if I get sick or something, they would judge in my place.
Right.
So we've always been great friends, and it was our turn to join the team, and we were state champions, and now we're representing not only Morton County but the whole state of North Dakota at World Dairy Expo this fall.
Paul, can you give us a little bit of insight? I know that you and your teammates, you've been training a long time for this, even though you're talking about this is your first year, I guess, dairy judging. But talk about the preparation that you guys put into being as good as you are.
You know, we started back right at the end of March. We started talking, you know, getting with Nathan Bayman, Renee Gress, our coaches. And we started talking, you know, and getting practices lined up. I think our first practice was towards the beginning to mid-April, and we just sat down and we talked the basics, you know, about what to look for in a good dairy cow, what will get you some extra points when you're saying reasons, when you're explaining to the judges why you picked the class you did. And then we went around to local farms. We went to New Salem is known for our dairy herd. So we went to Hogerville Dairy, Inclusman's Dairy, and Northern Lights Dairy, which is just south of Mandan. And, you know, they were lucky enough to give us some classes, to get us some really good practice and experience before the state competition. And we're going to revisit them here in August and September before we go to World Dairy Expo. So okay. We got to give a lot of credit to them, because a lot of teams don't get to see in-person dairy cows. They just look at them on videos on YouTube and stuff. So
right.
We're very thankful for them.
And I'm going to dial you back even a little bit further now. Talk about 4-H. How did you decide to get involved?
A 4-H, way back in the day in 2013, 2012, somewhere back then, I was around 11 or 12. All my aunts and uncles showed, my dad showed, my brother had been showing for multiple years, showing pigs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've done for 9 years now. This is my ninth year. And so I've always been a huge appreciation for 4-H. I credit a lot of my success, a lot of my people skills, my talking skills. I've made a lot of my lifelong friends, and my dad still talks to, my dad always, this is the quote from my dad, 4-H friends last a lifetime. And he had three or four of the kids that he showed 4-H in his wedding. So these teammates of mine, you know, they're almost like family, you know. We've shown for multiple years together. And so I've continued into 4-H. I've done some archery. I've done some shooting sports when I was younger. But now I primarily show pigs. I will show a dairy cow if needed, or a steer if someone has an extra steer to show.
Okay.
But I've always had a huge love for the 4-H and what it's done for me, and I credit a lot of my success for it.
Now, you're not going to be at the state fair. Obviously, that's already going on, but you are going to be at the Morton County Fair, correct?
I am.
Okay. What are you going to be doing there? Looks like you're going to be showing some pigs.
Yeah, I show two barrows and one gilt, and the shows are Friday and Saturday morning. Friday is the 4-H show. Saturday is the open class show.
That's next week.
And then other than that, doing a little promotion for our team, and then hanging out with friends. You know, that's the main thing of the fair. You got to be social, and you got to spend time with people that you only see a couple times a year.
Yeah, at the fair again, if you want to stop over and say hi to Paul or check out the pigs or the 4-H display, August 5th through the 8th. Paul, before we go, and I only got about a minute or so left, but I do know that you're going to be starting college, I believe, at Bismarck State College this fall. What are you going to be studying?
I will be studying agriculture business, agribusiness for short, but I think with that degree, I can become a salesman for somebody. I think that's something I can do. I can talk to people and hopefully sell agricultural products to someone someday.
There you go. Well, Paul, I appreciate you letting us kind of in the know there a little bit. I'm proud of you. I'm sure everybody is excited to see you be a part of this World Dairy Expo. Again, it's a team of six heading to Madison, Wisconsin, September 28th and October 2nd. And actually, Paul, you did a good job today. We may turn you into a reporter if possible when you're out in Madison. Maybe we can find a time for 10, 15 minutes and see how things are going.
I would be happy to do that, and I'd be happy to talk about other things. And, really looking forward to the trip, and thank you for having me.
Not a problem, Paul. Thank you. We'll talk again soon. Have a safe trip.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Paul Hannibut is the son of NDFB Public Policy Director Pete Hannibut. That's where you know the name from. But Paul, I think, is going to be a mover and a shaker in the egg industry as well. He does have the gift for gab. Maybe he's going to come and take my job someday, Ben. That's quite possible.